Welcome to Traverse Legal Radio, the Tech Lawyer Podcast, a show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs, CEOs, and founders navigate legal issues, grow revenue, and increase their valuation. This podcast is sponsored by the IP and litigation attorneys at Traverse Legal PLC. Visit traverselegal.com to learn how Traverse Legal's attorneys are changing the way law is practiced. Now, here's your host, trial attorney Enrico Schaefer.
So, here this morning, Saturday morning, and for those of you who have followed along for some period of time, know I'm a Prince fan, so very sad to lose Prince, the artist, one of the greatest guitar players in history. But I do watch his channel on YouTube, and the Prince, official Prince channel is one of the most amazing exercises in branding that I think we'll see in a long time. As a trademark and branding and licensing attorney, I get to see these type of issues all the time from the front row. How is someone taking their personal name and branding it and creating a brand value around that name? It's a separate issue than how to register a trademark. You know, I can protect your trademark by registering it in the U.S. and in foreign territories and get you that registration. That is like first grade. The key is to then take that registration and turn it into a brand. That is the point. That's the missing link, I think, between the way some people approach the trademark issue and others approach the trademark issue. Trademark is not the end. It's a tool to do something else. And that something else is branding. The Prince channel on YouTube is curated. It not only has new content coming on, but new content coming off. So there's this, and they get to control the order of the songs. So it's curated in every possible sense of the word. And the making things like the Montreux Jazz Festival, three-part series that each one was like 90 minutes or maybe even longer, was Prince at Montreux doing his jazz thing. And it's brilliant footage that obviously came out of the vault, Prince's vaulted vault. And someone's deciding how that is going online, when that's going online, how it will be portrayed, where they're going to take footage that exists and turn it into something more by bringing in a production crew to turn it into a new music video to put online of something that no one's ever seen before. And then how you portray Prince in terms of which phase of his career are you putting to the forefront, are you connecting with? I think the interesting thing from a trademark point of view of what's going on the Prince channel is that they're taking that existing brand of Prince, the symbol for a period of time, a whole nother discussion about branding and trademark rights, because that was a licensing dispute between Warner and Prince. Warner owned the name Prince and licensed it essentially to Prince, and Prince is like, that should be the other way around. I own the name Prince, and I license it to you, the record company. So, you know, he had these famous disputes around branding and trademark, and now someone at the estate, which is still open, which is being managed and getting a lot of heat because it's creating such professional expenses that it's bankrupting the current state of the estate, which, of course, is a whole nother discussion, because is that really what's going on? No, what's going on is someone's building brand value around this estate that will be able to be leveraged and monetized forever into the future. Prince's greatest economic potential may be in the future, not during the course of his life, because of the volume of art that he generated, art that, you know, is at the highest levels of performance, of music, of instruments, of musicians. So there's just a treasure trove to deal with, but I do have to give kudos. Whoever is running the branding side of the Prince estate, you rock, man. You fucking rock, because you are killing it. And I encourage all the listeners, even if you're not a huge Prince fan, go check out the Prince channel. Go check it out on YouTube. Subscribe to it, but don't just subscribe to it for like one run through. Watch it over a period of time. Go back to it. You'll see it's constantly in motion. It's constantly changing. Someone's making decisions about how Prince will be portrayed, what that trademark will come to reflect. And I think they're creating such huge future asset value. It's phenomenal. And applause to them. All kudos. And a great discussion for a Saturday afternoon. And so this is going to be a new series called, Prince on Saturdays. And it's going to be about the IP protection of the asset that is the estate that is Prince, and all of the things in all the different buckets, including the music in the vault, right? Including the masters, including the branding rights. You saw he did some sort of, I think, credit card commercial early on. The estate licensed footage for that. That's just easy money, right? That just pays the lawyer bills. But nice when you can turn on the faucet, right? Not all of us, not all brands have that. And you want to try and get from where you are, at least up the ladder, a couple more rungs. Because asset value is both the physical things you own, but in today's world, they're ideas, they're intangible assets. It's an intangible asset world that we're living in. Protecting your intangible assets is what it's all about. That's where the future is. This is Enrico Schaefer on a Saturday morning talking Prince and IP. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. Have a great day. I want to hear what you think about the curation of the Prince YouTube channel. I know that there's got to be some major, major fights going on behind the scenes within the estate. You know, there's a lot of different creative approaches. There's a lot of different approaches to monetizing Prince's vast volume of works. And so there's certainly room for a healthy discussion around what's the best way to roll Prince out after his death, to roll out really what is now the estate. The estate owns rights to Prince's works, and so they are now the licensor of all of these works, and they get to choose who they're going to license to, for how long, for what purposes, in what formats. Online, offline, etc. So they're going to be doing a lot of licensing deals in the coming years. They've already done a lot of licensing deals to get to where they are now. So what do you think? You know, I've been impressed with the Prince YouTube channel since day one, and maybe it's just because, you know, we were overloaded with Prince material during our lifetimes, potentially. You could make that argument, right? We were overrun by at least one album every year, if not sometimes two, sometimes more. And then the online distribution through MPG Club, early adopter of distribution through the internet, until all of a sudden Prince wasn't, as he realized he could not stop piracy. So there's different things that have been tried through the years, and right now the primary effort is to get out some albums and to run this YouTube channel behind the scenes. And I think the YouTube channel has been largely invisible. When I talk to my friends who are huge Prince fans, they've never heard the songs that are coming out on the YouTube channel. They've never seen the footage that is now available on the YouTube channel. They have no idea what is happening there at that Prince, official Prince YouTube channel. So for the last, 2 years, I've been incredibly impressed. I see a lot of this stuff. This is what I do for a living. I help, companies and celebrities and brands do this kind of stuff online. So I've got some expertise in this area. And my personal opinion is they're doing a great job. Now, there's other things they could be doing. I'd like to hear from you as to what you think those things should be. What should be next as they roll out the intellectual property of the Prince estate? What do you want to see? What do you want to hear? Is it new music videos where they reproduce the work that's in the vault into these amazing videos? We all know that Prince's, his videos on MTV were largely campy. They were born of the 80s of that era, and then there was the big hair kind of pseudo rap era with all this stylized clothing. That doesn't look so good today, but boy, could you imagine taking some of that footage, blending it in,
having a really good producer come in, director, and do some more footage, lay it on top, put it together into something that really meets today's quality standards. All that's available to the estate. They can do all these types of things. So be creative. Think about what you want to see. What is it that you would request the Prince Estate do next in terms of building community? Because keep in mind, that's what's really going on here. The branding geniuses behind what's happening at the Prince Estate, what they're doing is they're trying to build on this community of Prince fans. And a lot of us that are in our 50s and our 60s, right? But there's a new generation of kids out there. There's a new generations of 30-somethings that can be introduced to Prince for the very first time. How do you pull that off? How do you reintroduce someone into a market after they passed away? We've seen the reemergence of rock stars who've been retired and their bands have been put back together and they've gone on tour and done huge 100,000 plus venues, right? But what do you do post-death? You know, is it the hologram approach that was widely talked about a year ago and has been used with other artists? I doubt it. It's really taking the art that is there in the vault and putting a good production team on it, turning into all kinds of cool stuff, whether it's streaming audio for, you know, some of the platforms like SoundCloud or Pandora or Tidal or whoever. Or, you know, can you imagine a DJ station that's all Prince on Sirius XM radio? You know, why is there not a Prince channel? There will be. I guarantee you it's coming. What are your ideas? What do you want to see happen? You know, I have this special position that I'm so grateful for, which is that I love Prince and I'm an intellectual property attorney. When Prince passed away, you know, it was such a sad thing. And we had this huge party at this amazing venue and all these people came. So many people who loved Prince, so many people who loved me that I loved Prince, and they loved that about me. That was really special, made me feel really special. So that was cool. And then I started to see some of this new music come out, and I thought, oh my God, this is great. This is amazing. This would not have happened under any other scenario. And then the YouTube channel and seeing that and enjoying that, letting it play in the background like every Saturday, every Sunday morning, evenings, just looping these new Prince tunes through. And I started to realize, like, wow, like we have been given this second chance. Whether Prince gets a second chance and where Prince gets a second chance, no matter what, we definitely get a second chance, third chance, fourth chance, maybe 10th chance. Maybe we're about to be exposed to more Prince in the next 5 years than for the entire duration of his life. In all kinds of creative formats and displays and productions and distributions. So stay tuned. I think there's some really amazing stuff happening in the Prince Estate. The deals they're putting together, you know, it can't just be a bunch of stuff lawyers, because someone back there knows what they're doing. And this is, they're innovating. They're doing things no one's ever done before. That's the amazing part, is like they are setting the mark, leading the pack in terms of trying to roll out someone after they've passed away in and keep their spirit, keep their creative works alive, and then license those works for the benefit of the estate. What is the purpose, by the way, of the estate? You might say, oh, this is all cynical. Someone's making money. Yeah, people are making money. But the purpose of the estate is to perpetuate Prince's creative works, to keep him in the public consciousness, so that his ideas, the things he stood for, those are the things that are going to live on, and they're going to live on under his new brand that's being created, not by Prince himself, who had his own brand, his own way of doing things, but the estate is now in control of this new Prince brand that they get to say what's going to happen next, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen. And, you know, what are bigger goals that they're driving at as part of the strategy? Fascinating stuff. My name is Enrico. I love Prince. Not ashamed to say it. If you want to see something out of the Prince Estate, I invite you to go ahead and leave a comment on this thread. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Tech Lawyer Podcast, sponsored by Traverse Legal PLC, a law firm representing clients like you on matters just like yours. You can find the Tech Lawyer Podcast on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices. Until next time, remember that good attorneys win for their clients. great attorneys tell you up front how they're going to do it and how much it will cost.